It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
You know what I would have done? I would have had a Secret Service agent go in there with fucking guns drawn, and I would have walked right up and said, give me a fucking cheesesteak.
Yep.
Matt.
Oh, it stinks bad. Smells like you shit your pants.
Steve.
Take out his little spider dick and be like, look at this. Starts masturbating in public and shoots his webbing.
Oh. Oh, man.
And Kevin.
On paper, it probably doesn't look good when your make-a-wish is to see The Undertaker.
Walk on with me now.
We're fucking horrible.
Man. We are the worst.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
I can smell that popcorn from here. Smells like middle school.
Does it?
Everyone used to get that shit in middle school. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Are we looking at your stomach behind you?
Oh my God!
Yeah.
See, Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. With me, par usual, is Matthew.
Derek Stomach.
We got Steve.
What's up?
And Kevin's not here.
Who?
Has anybody even heard from Kevin?
He may or may not be deceased.
Well, Dawson is here. Our good friend Dawson. Been on the show many times.
I can't hear myself.
Peter Griffin.
You always say that.
Turn me up.
And you always can.
I just need to be a little louder.
I can hear you fine.
I can't, though.
I don't care.
It's not
fair. This is our first show in how long, Matt?
Oh, geez. Almost 4 months.
Wow. Yeah, that's not that long.
I thought it was longer.
We've gone longer.
October, October, November, December.
Let's go longer. Just shut it down.
It's probably maybe 5 months.
But this is the big year, the big anniversary year.
This is
10 years.
Wow.
Mm.
Decade invested. Of dick jokes.
A decade of dysentery.
Yes. A decade of diarrhea.
A decade of Derek Wishia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm the only one that's been there from the beginning.
A decade and all you got is highlights of farts.
Yeah, I know. We tried doing that. We tried to get somebody. Was it B-Shaps who's going to listen to, or Jeff? Someone's going to listen to every show and mark down all the farts.
I offered to pay them.
Yeah, and still nobody would listen.
To get clips for intros and to log time frames for farts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't even pay people to listen to the show.
Time frame farts.
Yeah.
I thought Jeff was all about it. He's like, I'll do it. Absolutely, yeah. I'll do it. I went to set it up with him, and you know what? I just realized I have a life.
Well, when I said I would do it, I meant my girlfriend and not listening to your dumb show. Oh, are they not dating anymore?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, they are.
Okay, good. All right, good.
Hmm.
So what else is going on? 4 months. Kevin's missing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we covered that.
I seen him.
I fucking miss
Been
him.
Been there, done that.
No offense to Dawson.
Fuck you, I'm leaving.
Good. Tell Kevin to come in on your way out.
Yeah, let me text him right now.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll answer you.
Yeah, maybe he'll answer you, not us.
I see.
Probably listening. Dick.
He had that little housewarming party that you guys didn't show to.
Nah.
Yes, I didn't.
That was Christmas shopping.
Did you go?
Yeah, I went.
Oh.
Very nice. Very nice.
Why didn't I go? Oh, I had a kid.
Your party. Your son's birthday party. Or your mom's. Was it your mom's?
And it was my, yes, it was my mother's birthday, and she went out to dinner. And I had to stay home with the kid.
Yep. I remember seeing the birthday cake pictures on Facebook as I was sitting at his house.
And I was like, ah, well, they know I love them.
Not really.
Yeah, I know.
You missed when he put a...
That's probably why he's not here.
He put his balls on Joey's head while he was sleeping on his couch. I have a video of it.
Classy.
Yeah.
Class out the ass. Yeah.
I didn't go.
I wonder why.
Because of one of his friends was going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Whoops.
All right.
Who I hope gets AIDS in the center of his asshole.
No, I'm not going to edit the show. So
I don't give a shit.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. I'm not cutting anything out.
Not to the side of his asshole or anything.
No, right in the center. Dead center. Right in the bullseye.
Is it more effective that way?
I guess so.
Spread deeper.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a straight shot.
Just goes directly to the heart.
Yeah. Mm. I hope he gets AIDS in his heart. See, now you're too loud.
No, I'm not.
I think you're loud.
Now I'm perfect. Boop, 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 boop. I don't have a pee filter, though.
I know. They're all crushed on the bottom. And
yeah, they're covered in matte plaque.
Matte plaque?
They're covered in what?
Matte plaque.
Matte plaque.
I don't even use them.
Matte plaque.
Matte plaque.
Matte plaque.
I like how Matt instantly gets offended. I don't even use them.
I don't like when you lie.
Matt Plack. He sells gingivitis insurance.
and candy.
Matt, you're on your phone, Thumbs.
He's looking up stuff for the show. He's doing research.
Oh.
Yeah, in case you haven't noticed, I don't have a computer in front of me right now.
That's not a computer?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Get into his belly.
Oh.
Jesus. Yeah, Matt was picking on me for having my phone out all the time.
Yeah, because you were useless.
Well, yeah.
I had nothing to do with it. That had nothing to do with the phone.
Yeah, it had everything to do with the phone.
Oh, well, that makes me feel better then.
Good, yeah. Yeah, no, it wasn't anything against you personally. It was purely the phone.
Right.
All right, there we go. I've now officially gotten the word out to all of our fans.
Both of them?
All 19 of them. Wait, I feel a vibration. I'm one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm honored.
Oh, you sent it to us. See, we know that we're on the air.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Sorry, guys. Whoops. I'm just going to play Angry Birds.
You do know the AFC playoff game is on, right?
Right.
Okay.
What happened?
No, I didn't. The Who? AFC playoff game is on? I don't know. Somebody. Kathy.
Who gives a shit?
Who cares, Kathy?
Who said this? Somebody said this to us?
Yes.
Why are you telling us this?
Why am I?
No, why, like them. Why are they telling us this?
I don't know.
Do we? No.
Wait, who's talking about the football game?
Don Kathy.
I guess because like we posted that the show's on and we're interfering with football. Fuck football.
Yeah.
I'll burn every stadium down. You got that?
Burn every stadium down.
How about that's basketball? That's fucking...
I'm gonna get in my car, drive to the stadium, burn the place down.
That requires you getting off the couch.
No. Or I'm gonna take a nap.
Or I'm gonna take a dump.
Again.
I did.
I believe it.
Matt's gonna hit every stadium and clog their fucking sewage.
Yes.
Strategically bomb every toilet.
Strategic bombing raid.
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
All the sewage backed up, and they're looking at video footage.
We've just never Matt seen lumbering anything around. Like it.
The giant water main is clogged.
How does that happen?
This pipe is 6 feet tall. I don't understand.
And there's no toilet paper.
Five human beings could be in there, and it wouldn't be clogged.
He was wiping with Big Mac wrappers.
I think I seen him use a kid at one point.
A kid.
Child. Just a dead baby with shitty crew cut hair.
Jesus.
Shitty poo cut hair.
Yeah, he's got a nice set of hair. Get over here.
That looks like it feels good.
It licks him clean before he flushes it.
Gross.
Aristocrats getting back into the swing of things. 20-15.
I know. It's crazy. 10 years. It took us 10 years to get that joke.
Unbelievable.
Out.
Amazing.
What, a baby joke?
How long already? Have we come in 10 years?
Not.
Actually, I think we've digressed.
I think so.
I would ask, how much have you come in 10 years?
Well, we started with a bad Christopher Walken impression, and we just ended with Matt wiping his ass with a child.
Yes.
So I don't know.
And then, clogging the main drain of Matt Life.
Yes. Matt Life.
Matt Life. Sitting on the toilet.
No.
All the time. Endlessly.
Matt Life.
You just hate football because you... can't play it.
I hate football because it's a waste of time and money.
I don't even call it football. I call it all sports ball. No matter what it is. It's sports ball.
Everything ball.
Yeah, it's sports balls. I don't know. Sports balls is on.
See, basketball, I can't tolerate.
No.
2-0, 2-2, 4-2, 4-4, 10 seconds left tied at 90, like every time.
What is that? What
basketball.
Sport? Basketball?
It's like, what's the point of even playing
ball.
It?
That one's called shit ball.
The last 10 seconds last like a half hour.
There's shit ball, free dirt throws. Ball, waste ball,
yeah.
And dumb ball.
Is there any sport you like there?
There shouldn't be.
The five-knuckle shuffle.
Cricket.
Anal beads.
Yeah, I don't know. One time I watched tennis, and it was actually kind of like entertaining. Women's,
what?
Women's tennis.
Yeah, I could get that.
They get
that
into
I
it.
Watch.
Yeah.
See, I prefer women's tennis.
Yeah.
And then tits are flopping around. Oh,
yeah. It was the not the U.S. Open, but the one over, because I was in Scotland at the time when I was watching it. What's the one over?
Show off.
Europe.
The U.K. Open.
Is that it? I don't even know.
I'm just guessing. I think it's just called the Open.
Wow.
Wimbledon.
Yeah, Wimbledon.
There you go.
So I was watching Wimbledon, and I was like, well, that was actually pretty cool.
Might as well say you were watching Dumbledore.
Oh, it's not cloudy.
It's Dumbledore.
I was watching Dumbledore.
I was watching that Hogwarts thing.
See, I'd like it better if there was a thick London fog creeping in on Wimbledon, you know, and they couldn't see each other.
And Jack the Ripper came and just randomly
Could you imagine that? The fog is so
the
thick.
Headless horseman.
Yeah.
You can't see the other player on the other side. You see this green neon thing flying out of the
10 mile per
out of the mist.
Tennis ball at your face.
Just blasts that large African woman in the eye.
Wow.
Which one?
Yeah.
The one that goes, when she hits the wall.
Isn't it twins? Both of them.
Yes. Yeah, right. Serena and...
One of them is actually tappable.
No, neither one of them, really. As a matter of fact.
They have like silver back
shoulders. The one with the smaller Adam's apple.
Wow. They're just not attractive, neither one of them.
Well, you know what, Max?
It's like an Adam's cherry tomato.
She looks like Predator when she has her hair done.
Not portrayed as a sex symbol, and she is, and she shouldn't be.
Well, that's kind
of
true.
I don't think either of you should be, really.
Right. That's not the point.
No.
The point is that she was.
Well, my point is that then the men's tennis came on.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. And then the ball sacks were flopping.
That was some boring ass shit.
The men's tennis was boring as shit.
After John McEnroe, it sucked.
Wow. I guess so.
He was the apex.
You know what else sucks about men's tennis is when they don't like complete the serve? Because that's just disheartening.
What do they do? They just like, and then stop?
Yeah, and they just get another ball and then they try again. But it's got to be like.
What, like they don't like the way the ball feels, so they stop?
No, when they hit it and just hits the net, it's so like sad.
Oh,
yeah. you know what I mean. Well, maybe you don't. I don't know.
I thought you meant like they threw it up and went to hit, and they were just like, no.
You ever see the old John guy?
Wasn't ready. Oh, now I am.
No.
Psych.
Swing and a miss.
All right. Well, tennis is stupid.
Yeah, it is.
I was hoping you'd say hockey.
No, I don't like hockey.
Hockey.
Wow.
No. Sport left with integrity
is the most respectable sport.
I'll take your word for it.
It's the only sport where the players actually care about the sport and not about the money.
Dude, they lose teeth and get stitches in their face and they're out there playing.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Who was the player last year that broke his leg and still tried to skate?
Oh, Stamkos.
Right. He broke his leg and then he was like, I got it. I can do this.
No, you can't. You got to sit down, buddy.
Yeah.
Your femur is going through the ice. You might want to get off.
Yeah. That's how he stopped from sliding. Yeah. His femur just
his leg is broken and Terry Funk comes out. He's like, yeah, I got to get some action going out there.
Like baseball, they got to hang the elder out. 15-day disabled list.
Yeah.
Crying.
What do you think, Kevin? Kevin?
I don't have it.
Oh, what the fuck?
Whoops.
I didn't say I was going to do it. I just said
wow.
That would have been hilarious right there.
Would have been hilarious. Wow.
Show sucks. You ended it.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Hey, Dawson, do you know Matt's mom knows more about sports than Matt?
Yeah, she does because she watches them.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I think a lot of people.
She watches a lot of sports.
A lot of people
plays hockey and watches and coaches, right? No?
My sister coaches hockey.
There you go.
And manages the hockey team for Sacred Heart University.
Boom. Sacred Heart.
Yeah. She met Stephanie and Linda McMahon.
How'd that go?
I guess pretty cool. I don't know.
I don't think I'd have anything to say to either of those people.
No.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, they were there for like a women like in business conference because Linda McMahon has a big stake involved with the Board of Ed, and she's the Linda McMahon Commons at the Sacred Heart School.
What kind of cut?
So isn't that more like women leeching off of their family?
No.
Conference?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See? That was pretty right wing of you, brother.
Yeah. Well, kind of. Derek definitely wages the war on women, so.
He's right wing. I'm exposing Derek as a racist right winger now.
Is it chicken wing?
The whole lefty thing was fake.
Yeah. When I do the cross-faced chicken wing, I always do the right wing.
That's right.
That's right. Mr. Bob Backlund.
I'm admiring this beautiful background behind you, the Chromecast.
What is with all these fruity-ass pictures?
It's very cathartic. I like it.
Japan.
Cathartic.
It is.
Yeah, like a canoe where a guy died in.
I know.
Yeah, that really does look like.
Wait, move that rake. Is Kevin under there?
In the canoe. Why?
I don't know. Who, it's just a Chromecast.
Who puts a fucking random rake in a canoe?
I don't know.
Where's this guy going?
There's no reason.
And it's not like a usable rake.
No. No, not at all.
You know what?
It's falling apart.
You know what? In the defense of this picture, in
that
rake.
Oh, it's the Sandman's. There's a kendo stick there.
Nice.
Bamboo stick.
In the defense of this picture, in that rake, there's no leaves in the water.
Just because that rake did a wonderful job, I guess, then.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? There's a rake, but there's also not a goddamn leaf.
Maybe it was like the webbed foot of like a giant dinosaur, and the skin has deteriorated off it, so he can't use it as like a paddle anymore.
Maybe the Mexican's on break, you know?
It could be.
Yeah, maybe.
It's very right wing of you.
Canoe exactly. Doesn't look like it moved in about 50 years. Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh, boy. Watch out.
Speaking of... We're just going to comment on all the pictures.
That's going to be the whole
the
show.
Pictures that nobody can
this
see.
This show's just going to be called Chromecast Pictures.
Yeah.
This beautiful. This is admiring this beautiful photography.
Well, Derek Kind took this picture.
Derek Kind.
Stephanie seems like... All right, so she got with Triple H, and she's like slowly turning into China. No, she started working out.
She is very buff right now.
WrestleMania, she was wearing something that was straight out of China's closet.
It was. It was like a more conservative China outfit, but it was along those lines.
Was it a penis?
Well, she might have gotten an extension.
Yeah.
Said out of China's closet, so.
Yeah.
But, she looks super gross now.
I haven't watched wrestling in like a year.
Well, I just saw pictures of her online. Of, like, she was in some
when
workout
she's working
magazine.
Out. Yeah, she's when she's got the full pump going, she definitely looks She-Hulk-ish.
China-esque.
But, yeah. But when she just comes out and, you know, cuts her promos and stuff like that, she still looks doable.
Doable.
Duabla.
I guess so.
I'm sure that's what Randy Savage said right before he took advantage of her.
Oh, yeah.
In the Hall of Fame.
Let me take you for a drive and hit a tree while I have a heart attack.
Wow.
Wow.
This is be very specific and down the point there.
I might have survived if I didn't have one or the other. You got your airbags on your chest. You'll be all right. I'm going to die on Steve's birthday. Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Was it 20th?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's something to remember.
I woke up to that.
Well, your birthday is death day.
You got two things to celebrate.
And when I woke up that day, I had a dream that I thought Mick Foley died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it turns out it was Savage. It's pretty close.
I bet you Kevin wished it was Mick Foley. He's not too happy with him.
No, we know. That was like one of the last shows, I think.
Oh, did we bring it up on the show?
Yeah, he's like, I think that he brought that up, did it? Or was it something else? No, I think that was something with Arn Anderson last time. Yeah, it was probably Arn Anderson because he was talking about how Arn was like, oh, yeah, you know, you got something going for you, but you should probably just work on your body a little bit more, you know? And he's like, fuck it. He's like, I'm never going to get a job with them. He's like, Arn Anderson is a guy.
The most notoriously doughy wrestler
who made
in history.
A career out of being, like being doughy.
Barely in shape. Barely.
Yeah. Well,
Hacksaw Jim Duggan gave him a good run for, like, out of shape wrestler.
Hacksaw?
In his prime.
In his prime.
He was a brick shit house.
He just looked like a construction worker.
Yeah.
Like he was pretty big.
But he was built.
But he was
remember
built.
His arms being kind of skinny though.
I'm not when confused prime. With
somebody else maybe.
I mean now he's horrible now, after surviving cancer.
That 2x4 looked bigger than his arms. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean he could barely pick up the 2x4.
Chemo clutch, brother.
Although that one time
chemo clutch. Jesus. Whoops.
How do you put that on?
4x4.
How do you apply that?
How's that get applied?
How do you apply the chemo clutch?
How long is your session? 4x4. Four weeks on, 4 weeks off, brother.
Ho.
Oh, poor
Hacksaw. That's just, the title of the show could be Chemo Clutch, by the way.
Wow.
That's an amazing name for a band.
I heard you. Well,
then Clutch will think it's about him.
Oh, no. Yeah, I heard you do a pretty good Duggan impression, Derek.
I mean, I could try.
Yeah.
All right. How you doing? My name is Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Well, this is good.
Yeah, that was good, right?
Keep going.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what to say.
And I'm a governor of Chemo Soda.
Ha 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 ha. Ho, McMahon.
The governor of Glens Falls.
Minnesota.
That's what a D.A. soda, like you drink it, chemo soda.
Damn.
You know, I never realized until...
Where's Axel from? Where's he hail from?
Glens Falls, New York.
Glens Falls, New York.
Ooh, like Hospice, New York. Like flush.
Poor man.
Being funny. Yeah.
Him and his one tooth, leave him alone.
Dude, now Duncan's gonna die while the show is going on. Can we wiki him right now?
It's okay, my marrow's just low.
Oh my god. My T cells are low.
Damn. Let's see if Duncan's alive.
Oh my god.
He is.
Might not be. You never know.
Wow.
How'd you get cancer? From chewing tobacco.
White blood cells in the house.
That doesn't even make sense.
I know.
How far do you think I have to type before his name autofills?
I'm going to say...
Wait, what are we guessing?
To the S.
To the S in Hacksaw?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm at Hacksaw right now.
And nothing?
And I'm adding a J. All
right, well, I'm going to...
There it is. Hacksaw J. And then Jim Duggan.
Well, I got to admit, Hacksaw is probably more popular than Hacksaw.
Well, but you get... All right, I'm straight on
just
Google.
Just a little bit.
We need some Duggan theme music going.
I got to the S, and the last one was Hacksaw Jim
the
Duggan.
The final one? Okay.
Yeah. Out of five.
He's losing popularity.
I was going to ask you how far down.
He's losing popularity.
He's over his shit whenever he comes out on the Royal Rumble. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's the whole
that
USA thing.
What?
It's the whole USA thing.
Yeah, but still, they remember the guy. Here you go. Here's Hacksaw in his prime for you.
That's what I liked about wrestling back in the day. You didn't need to be built like a Greek god, you know?
Yeah.
The shorts pulled up to his tits.
Oh, yeah.
And his wiggly camel toe.
What?
Axel was awesome.
Oh, he just
awesome,
had a birthday, January 14th.
Oh, happy birthday, Jim.
61 years young.
Oh, 61.
Yeah, and he still wrestles.
With cancer.
Yeah. I guess.
And flappy boobies.
Flappy boobies.
Axel's a total me, by the way.
Remember that promo when he was super drunk?
He almost looks like Buddy Revelle.
Yeah.
22 years in the business. My God. Hacksaw.
I love his mullet.
Whoa. Is that The Undertaker?
I don't know what that is.
The Big Show.
Oh, that was from Piper's zombie movie.
Oh, shit.
Ain't no treatment. Gonna hold my body down.
What is this bullshit?
I don't know.
Jim Duggan without a beard wearing a Canadian jacket.
What is that from?
I don't know, but I don't like it.
Yeah, it's very
completely
strange.
Dumb.
Hmm.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
now
no.
You're making me feel bad about my jokes.
Oh, did he get LASIK?
Oh, he corrects his vision.
Yeah.
He got LASIK, huh? Now he won't look cross-eyed anymore?
Yeah.
He got rid of the gimmick.
That was vital to his like character. Because he was staring at you with one eye and he's chasing a fly with the other.
Is that a monsoon thing right there? Or
Bobby Heenan.
More bad news for Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
He has been banned from NBC.
Of course he has.
Apparently they were in talks with him to do...
They love black people on NBC.
Oh, that one must be no black content.
He was in talks to do a family... sitcom with them, and they told him recently, no, thank you, and that they will not consider him for anything.
Why is that?
Because he raped some people like 40 years ago.
A lot of people.
Was it proven?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was it? I haven't been following it.
Yeah. Some of his semen got caught in one of the girls' cavities.
So basically,
mixed with roofie.
Basically, there's just been some bizarre obsession with targeting him, probably over something he said. Maybe like
this has been going on for
six
a
months
long
ago. I know, but it's all of a sudden like 20 women come out about this. I guarantee you, none of them were raped by him, and every single one of them wanted to do what they wanted.
Look at
what
you sticking up for the cause.
Why not?
He hates you for being white, man. Yeah.
Bill Cosby, he's a conservative.
He's racist, though. He's the one that bought the Dukes of Hazzard franchise and eliminated the Confederate flag from all the scenes. Personally, he painstakingly sat down with
Mortimer Ichabod marker and color. Bring that shit up right now.
Didn't he get the Little Rascals too?
Bring it up right now. I just want to listen to that.
Who purchased the Little Rascals? I thought
who
it was
cares?
Him. I think it was him too.
That's like a myth.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that he purchased it. Yeah. Purchased it and took it off the air.
What color were the women he raped? Allegedly.
All types of flavors.
Like a
Neapolitan, really.
Hodgepodge.
It's like a Benetton commercial.
Good for him.
Like a goulash.
I'm in Cosby's corner.
It was like the fucking...
Matt, like why are you undeniably denying it?
He's a good man.
It just seems very convenient that they would do this right now. I mean, he's been more politically vocal recently, and they're going to do anything they can to shut him up. And they've ruined what remainder of a career that he has. People don't trust him just because somebody came out and said he did something. I like that he has already joked about it. I don't know if you guys heard what he said.
Yeah, he said
it's
dangerous to drink around him.
Yeah. That's funny.
Wait a minute. Why is that funny?
Because they were all drunk when they had sex with him or did whatever they did to him.
Not like he has Parkinson's. He's going to spill the drink off.
Yes. Picture Pages.
Yeah. The hell is this shit?
You ever watch Picture Pages?
No.
Picture Pages. Of course there's no audio.
No audio. Oh, damn it.
Nah, whatever.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
that looks just like
this is a... This was
get
a show.
Get the jello pudding and you put the roof around it and then you give it to the white girl.
That looks like a penis. That's a dildo right there. That's a snake dildo right there.
Who's that guy?
How old does Picture Pages go? How far back does it go?
I would say he's mid-70s.
I don't know. Underneath his eyes ain't drooping yet.
So anyway, Bill Cosby had this show where he would show you how to draw things, and he had this pen with like a face on it, right? If I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was like a little character, and then he would go into like space, and there was like a guy in a full suit.
Yes.
Dressed
up
like that.
He would draw with the marker, and this marker was called Mortimer Ichabod Marker. And it would make this weird ass sound when it would draw. It would like.
And you used to be able to send away for like a.
Yes.
Here you got a smiling penis.
I can't do Bill Cosby.
He just drew the dildo, by the way.
Yeah.
The wiggly worm. And don't pull out the wiggly worm until the girl's
sleeping.
The wiggly
worm
looks like my penis. Oh. When she's sleeping, then you pull out the wiggly worm.
Whoa.
So, yeah, he won't be on NBC anytime soon.
Oh, that's a shame. He'll be on Fox News in no time.
Yeah. He's probably on it right now. Talking about this.
NBC. No Bill Cosby.
And then MSNBC. Most seriously, no Bill Cosby.
Oh my god. Yeah, well, good for him though.
Like, he gives a shit, though. You know, he's already made his money. Yeah.
And he's on his way out.
Yeah, I posted a picture, and it's so true, and it had him, and it said, it was a quote from Batman, either you die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. He should have died, like, 7 years ago, and nobody would have even brought this up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They would have just been like, meh.
Because if anybody tried to bring it up,
they'd be like, oh, he's dead.
He died.
Really?
Really?
Some respect for the dead raper.
My God.
Right.
Don't speak ill of the dead in this house.
Mm-hmm.
But he's alive, and they're just like, let's get that motherfucker.
Let's burn him. Let's lynch him.
Burn that 77-year-old man.
Old black man. Have you seen What's-Her-Face from The Cosby Show? Come talk about him.
Who?
The wife. She looks pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. She...
Like, way too good.
Wow.
Yes.
Let's see. Is she naked?
No. But
the hell's her name?
Filthy whore.
Her name is...
As soon as I see it, I'm going to be like... Burr.
What the fuck is her name? She's just like an old lady name.
Alondra.
It's like
Alondra.
It's like Josephine or something like that.
It's... Now,
what the fuck is
God
her name?
Damn it.
I got a threat on Facebook.
A threat?
Yeah.
What is that?
My friend Andrew said to give him a shutout or he's going to kill me.
Give him a shutout.
Well, I am.
I think I'm going to go for
I'm
the kill
not
part.
Allowing that.
I'm going to let him kill me.
Well, even though you just kind of did it.
You can't be killed already.
Oh, Felicia Rashad.
There you go.
Felissa Rashad. Yeah, no, she is, how old? She was born 1948.
Holy shit.
Wow, she's like fucking 80. She's pretty fucking old.
Yeah.
I heard you could 66. Do a really good impression of Bill Cosby.
Bring her up on the screen.
You want me to bring her up?
Yeah.
And then do your impression of Bill.
Got shit shaking like that.
Yeah.
Where's the most recent picture?
I think this is like the most recent.
Ew. She don't look good.
For a 66-year-old woman?
What is wrong with you?
No, she looks like a man.
No, she does not. She does not.
That's terrible. She looks good in that black and white picture.
That was my Atari racing game.
I thought it was combat, actually.
Dude, she looks like Shang Tsung when he's fucking old as shit.
Old as shit.
She just needs a good face stuffing.
Face stuffing.
Whoa.
I don't know. The picture that I saw of her, she looked older, and it seemed like it was from like an interview, and she looked good.
For a 66-year-old woman, yeah.
Black woman.
Black don't crack.
That's right.
Wow.
Woo.
I don't see color, Matthew.
Oh.
I hate everybody equally.
Oops.
So, yeah, Bill Cosby. Shots fired. Jump in Joe Biden's house.
Yes.
In Delaware.
Steve mentioned this.
Hi. We're in Delaware. A vehicle drove by the vice president's house in Delaware Saturday night and fired multiple gunshots. Dun, dun, dun. Fortunately, Jumpin' Joe Biden and his wife, Jumpin' Jill Biden, were not at home at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the lefties saying about it?
That's it. I just report the facts. I don't get into it.
This is what happened, and that's it. I don't know who did it. I don't know what color they were.
That's
I don't
the
know
way
what,
it is.
What religion they were. I don't know anything else.
I mean, it's obvious they were Muslims.
I guess.
That's it. Maybe they thought he was making cartoons.
Oh, shit.
Maybe it's Bin Laden. He's not dead yet.
Bin Laden.
He's still lingering.
He's been lying about being dead.
Yeah, he's lied.
Is that like Aladdin's brother?
Yeah,
Bin
fibbing.
Laden?
Fibbing.
Bin Fibbing?
Bin Fibbing.
I like the one with the jacked Arabian looking guy and it says Osama bin Laden.
Yes. Yes.
I think I put one on your page with the bear. It said I've been on the toilet so long I took a second shit or something like that.
What?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I'm pretty sure I put it on your page.
I'll have to take a look.
That does seem like something you would have done.
Yeah.
Or did do.
I have.
You just sat there for so long, you're just like, I gotta take another shit.
It's like, I know that if I get up in 20 minutes, I'm gonna have to take another one.
So I'm just gonna just
hang out here and play some Angry Birds
yes.
for a little while.
Oh, I do. That's when I get my highest scores.
The increasingly irrelevant documentarian Michael Moore says all snipers are cowards.
Okay.
Wow.
Who did?
I don't know how to feel about that one.
Michael Moore.
He's a piece of shit.
He's still alive.
You know what I would do?
It says increasingly irrelevant documentary.
Yeah, nice. I would take a fucking, I would rip the tail off a stingray and shove it down that guy's throat.
Wow.
He's such a piece of shit.
Why would you want to do that to the stingray?
When you could just use your own stinger.
Oh.
Mike Moore might like
that. He tweeted, my uncle killed by a sniper in World War II. We were taught snipers were cowards. We'll shoot you in the back. Snipers aren't heroes and invaders are worse.
You had to be taught that they're cowards because you could only be taught to believe that.
Oh, because it affected him directly, so now it's a problem.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He's a fat piece
Meanwhile, snipers save many, many lives every single day by killing assholes. How about that?
And protecting themselves in the process.
Do you hear about the new sniper bullets?
No.
Well,
they have cameras on them.
Almost. They have what's it called? Little like fins that come out.
Really?
Yeah. And if you have a long enough target, you have up to 3 seconds to make adjustments before it hits.
What?
Yeah. And it's like a laser guided thing. So like, say somebody's walking, and you have to shoot them, and they're like, I don't know, half a mile away. If you can follow them with the laser, you can fire and keep moving the laser, and it will It's like it can accept like bullet? Hundreds of commands per second or something like
that's
that.
That's like when they paint the target, quote unquote. They say yeah, paint
exactly.
the target.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you keep that laser focused on the person that's moving, it'll wow. you can shoot the bullet and move it like a few feet left or right, up or down. It's pretty fucking crazy.
I even think there's that much time.
It depends on how far it is. Like if it's 3 miles, you'll have like, or a mile or whatever, it'll take like 3 seconds for it to get there.
I found Kevin.
Where is he?
He is at the American Hotel.
Oh, they don't get cell service there.
And he's at a wedding.
Oh. Oh, but he's okay for the show today.
At least we know he's all right.
He might not be.
You're fired after this. Dawson.
Pack up your shit, yes. Dawson. Leave the Oreos.
Yeah, let me get one or two or three of those.
Whoa.
I'll leave the Oreos. I'm taking the Ritz.
Give me one or two sleeves of those.
Give me the tits crackers over there and the Areolios.
The shits crackers.
I'll have a Ritz. Get my salt up.
A Ritz and the shits. Yeah, a
my
Ritz
name's Matt, and I'm the governor of Oreos and soda. No, thank you. No, there's no cream inside them.
No, well, I could put some on. For
Milk's
you.
Favorite cookie, McMahon.
Woof.
There's no Crisco on these, McMahon.
There's your cream.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
leave them there. While
no cream. I'm stuffed on popcorn.
Well, Jumpin' Joe Biden may have dodged the bullet, but another man didn't.
Oh, my God.
A man who police say was attempting an armed robbery was shot dead.
Good.
In a Pompano Beach Taco Bell
Pompano
lot Tuesday. This is in Florida, of course.
Let's see pictures.
No pictures, but investigators said a 21-year-old Rontavis Holton.
I know him.
Confronted Ronald Farmer, 37.
He had a fucking farm and his name was Bingo.
Old McRonald had a farm.
So the gunman wearing a ski wearing a ski mask and sunglasses told Farmer to pull down his pants during the attempted robbery.
I want to blow you. Smile and blow me.
So Farmer was able to reach for his own gun and shoot Holton. Holton was rushed to the hospital where he died.
Good.
Farmer was questioned by police, but no charges were filed as of late Tuesday.
That's the way it should be.
So he's just like, pull down your pants. He's like, oh, yeah? And he shot him.
Hacksaw Jimmy D had a cyst.
That sure ain't benign.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Hacksaw Duggan had a cyst.
In it. Yes. I like Matt's little jolly laughs.
That's the old doink laugh.
Yeah, it is.
Bringing it back.
Well, he can't.
He's dead. Who else has been dead? How many wrestlers have died since the last show?
10,000.
There's been a few.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Not enough.
You should go to the dead wrestler website. Bring it up, because that's interesting.
That's not.
I put dead wrestler and dead wrestler of the week came up.
Love it.
Anyone popular?
Oh, Sean O'Hare.
Sean O'Hare, he died. Not very popular.
And then the next one was Warrior.
Wow.
Wow.
On this particular website.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
I see stars.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that show never gained popularity.
What one?
Warrior.
Oh, his
his reality show.
Yeah. Oh, that thing.
That thing was crazy. So much to the chagrin of Matthew, Pizza Hut's cream egg stuffed crust pizza is not real.
What?
Cream egg?
Yes, like Cadbury cream egg.
No, come on.
What?
Oh. What the fuck is that?
I eat it.
So this picture was posted, and it's obviously a Pizza Hut pizza, but photoshopped in are Cadbury cream eggs in the crust.
Is that hideousshit.com?
I don't know.
I would eat that.
And people were equally outraged and...
How do people get outraged over that?
I'm impressed by the little peppers that look like Superman logos. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
Especially that one right there.
Equally outraged and tempted.
That just means they hope that they make that.
Matt, would you?
Yes. No.
Didn't we have a bit idea where we were just going to like dip,
we're going to make our own
random
pizzas.
Stuff and chocolate.
Mm-hmm. S'mores pizza. That would be the shit.
Like, we were going to take like regular food. Yeah. Like, take like a ham sandwich.
Oh, I think we were going to create our own pizza. Each.
We had so many ideas that never came to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Target down the block and get a fondue. Do the shit right now.
Just dip it in. Oh, God. That'd be so gross.
Okay.
Nasty.
Chocolate water.
So, yeah. No Cadbury cream egg pizza.
How do they know that's a Pizza Hut pizza?
Well, I guess Pizza Hut tweeted it.
Oh. Okay. All right.
So, but it was a joke. And actually, the cream egg is under a little bit of controversy at the moment.
Really?
They changed their recipe for the chocolate. And people are outraged.
The what, Derek?
The recipe.
For what?
For their chocolate.
Oh.
Thank you.
The chocolate.
Okay, here's a good one. Dawson,
chocolate.
How do you say chocolate?
You.
Me? I'm chocolate. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Steve?
We already went over this.
I still don't see the difference.
Steve?
It's coglet.
Coglet?
Coglet.
Cacao-let.
Chocolat.
I say chocolat.
Yeah, chocolat.
Let. Derek says chocolate. Chocolate like a weirdo.
Chocolate. He says chock.
Chock.
Like chock full of nuts.
There's no A's in it.
He says chocolate.
Chocolate.
There's no W either, but you pronounce
chocolate.
That.
Chocolate. Chocolate. You want to have some chocolate?
It's C-H-O-C.
It's no cha.
That's chalk.
Chocolate.
Chocolate. This is my buddy.
Not chalk.
My buddy chocolate.
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 Wow.
Chocolate.
Winda.
You sound like you're sitting on a dildo when you say it.
Whoa.
Chocolate.
Does the teacher say, hand me that chalk?
Yeah.
Chalk.
Hand me
chalk.
That,
no, they don't say chalk.
Hand me that chalk. Chalk.
Chalk.
Chalk.
Chalk.
Choke.
Chalk.
Chalk.
Mm-hmm.
Chalk. Dicks.
Schlock.
Or window. Oh, piano. Mm-hmm. How many people you know that say that?
What?
Piano?
Piano. Window. Shut the window.
Yeah.
That's definitely piano.
Thanks for clarifying that.
It's definitely pianist.
And I've always heard it's called window.
Window.
Mace Window.
What?
Mace Window. He went through a window.
He did.
Yeah.
To rob something.
And why is that?
Because he got special powers. He needs to charge his lightsaber.
Damn.
See, Samuel Jackson was Mace Windu, who killed Jango Fett, and then Jango Unchained killed Samuel Jackson in the movie.
Nice.
So it's like a little bit of... apropos. Hmm. 32-year-old man dies.
Yes.
After 3 days of nonstop gaming marathon in a Taiwan.
So stupid. I don't believe any of those things.
Oh, I believe it.
Was he wanking it?
Mandate. A man died after playing games in an internet cafe in Taiwan for 3 days without a break.
I don't believe it. It's lies.
Doctors say it was overexhaustion from an intense gaming binge.
Minecraft.
I don't believe any of it. Oh, that whole story is fake. That whole any other time you've come up with this shit's fake.
Okay. Anyway.
There's
no way that the owners wouldn't be like, all right, we're closing, buddy. Go home.
You open now. 24 hours.
Go home. Get out of here.
Mm-hmm. It said he was a regular.
You go now. You'll be in 4 hours.
4 hours. Yours all bandwidth. Go out.
I remember when the first incident of this happened a few years ago, was several years ago, and they were like, they couldn't have brought this guy like a chicken wing or something like that. You know, like you don't see this guy there every day, not eating, not using the bathroom.
Well, they said, there's a quote. It said, he was a regular customer and was always played for consecutive days. When tired, he would sleep face down on the table or doze off slumped in his chair.
Face down on the table.
That is why we were not aware of his condition in the beginning.
Right.
Jesus Christ.
I can tell you other reasons why they couldn't tell.
We advise people to get up and move around after every 2 hours of computer gaming. More patrols will be conducted to remind residents about the dangers of prolonged sitting and game playing.
My eyes are open, bro.
Why do you ask? Well, your eyes are closed. No, they're not.
Sir, wake up. Huh?
You were implying I am asleep.
Oh, my God.
You were implying I am asleep.
Please make a default picture
of that. Yo, man, I'm an optimist, man. My eyes are always half open.
I thought that was going to be a Transformers joke for a second.
Animation? Is that why?
Look at me. We're fine.
I love the comments in this.
Oh, Mega Man thump.
Mega Man.
Oh, Konami.
He respawned in heaven.
Yes.
Moving out the computer every 2 hours, that's too casual. When you die in Hello Kitty Adventures, you die in real life.
Oh my God. They didn't say what game it was?
No.
I scanned through it. I couldn't find the game.
Bejeweled I couldn't Blitz. Either.
Oh, I wish. I think it was an egg roller coaster theme park.
Egg roller coaster.
Yes. Pan Face Kingdom.
What the fuck is that?
That was just hardcore racism right there.
Yeah, Peter Pan Face.
Jesus.
Sorry to all my Asian friends.
I really like this.
Yeah, right.
Because I have a lot of them.
This is why we're not on Twitch.
Is he alive? I don't know. Are his eyes open? I can't tell.
Have a teammate resurrect his body at a temple, or he could just start a new character.
How come Chinese people are really good at that kind of shit, though? Like yo-yos and video games?
They're
and-
smart.
Yo-yos.
Control-Alt-Delete, task manager, and breathing process.
Wow. Kill the breathing process.
Yes.
Yeah, they're just smart people.
Alt F4 with Ron.
They don't have
Ray.
Any common sense. They don't have any common sense, apparently. To
Alt F4. You want that with the fried rice?
I'd like to order the Alt F4.
Jesus. Oh my God, I can't breathe. No, that's the L7.
That's funny.
With the duck hunt sauce.
It feels like it's 1,000 degrees in here.
Duck hunt sauce.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh, my jaws.
That Asian impression, by the way, was totally based on a character from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh man.
Why is my throat hurting from laughing?
I just snuck it right in there perfectly.
Oh shit.
Duck on sauce. Wow.
Somebody on here saying he was playing solitaire.
Wow.
Sonic the Wonton.
Holy shit.
Man.
God. Minesweeper could be a son
of a bitch. We needed that. We haven't had one of those Arista laughs in a while. The longest sustained Arista laugh, I think, is still the Down Undertaker.
That's got to be. Because I didn't stop for like a day.
That was like 2006.
Yeah.
No, was it?
Down Undertaker?
That was 2006, right?
Yeah, it had to be.
Yes. Yeah, we were talking about wrestling names for the Crocodile Hunter.
Yeah,
after he died.
Yeah,
and like, what would we be called now? And we're like Stingray Barb and a couple other ones. And I threw out the Down Undertaker because he's fucking dead, and he's from Down Under, so he's the Down Undertaker. And Derek and I laughed for close to 3 minutes.
Yeah, straight.
Meanwhile, the other two people on the show were like, they laughed for like maybe 10, 20 seconds, and they were like, "All right, okay, yep, yep, it's not funny anymore."
Yeah.
Okay. And meanwhile, we're like, "I'm like, my stomach. How am I gonna pass out?
I can't breathe."
I did get a little nauseous there, laughing. Duck on sauce.
There was another time I remember laughing to the point of nausea when Steve. It must have been from the week before. Steve farts into the mic. It is such a pure Foley fart that, like,
fart.
It's so deep and loud and powerful. As I've described farts in the past, Derek says it sounds like I'm describing an album, like a musical, like a music album, deep, loud, and powerful. And it was just like
exhilarating,
but with like that also behind it. And he
it was
put
multi-layered.
It was multi-layered. It was multi-track.
It was like how they made the dinosaur sounds in Jurassic Park. It's like a dolphin and an elephant and like a lion all put together.
Yeah, kind of like Godzilla's shriek as like all those different sounds coming through it. Anyway, Derek put that fart on loop before the show, I think.
Yes, yes.
And it just kept going. And like by like the 10th time, like you start laughing. And then like as the laughing is going and the fart sound starts to make you sick. Like it actually made me ill. I had to rip my headphones off and I was laughing so hard I almost threw up.
You can actually start to smell it from hearing it.
It starts triggering the senses. Yeah. I wish you still had that, but it was horrific. That fart.
You got to put that on YouTube, like one of those 3-day 24-hour.
10 hours of a fart.
Yes. 10-hour fart loop.
That would probably go viral, they say.
It would.
It definitely would.
As the kids say.
Wow.
I probably have that. It wasn't that long ago, right?
It wasn't. It was like last year.
That sector in your hard drive probably has a hole in it. That's how the file's gone.
Oh, I think I know what it was.
Oh, no.
Was there a burp in it, too?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. He found it.
Because there's something called fart burp.
Yeah.
Put it again.
It smells so bad.
Is it my fart or Matt's burp?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, you remember when that happened? That wasn't spliced together, right?
No.
Remember when that happened?
You farted.
Yeah, I remember that now. Burp. Yeah, play that again.
Yeah.
Keep playing it.
Sounds like a giraffe.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
It's a techno song. It's a fucking dubstep.
That should just be our intro now.
Listen closely to the beginning of that. Play it again from the very beginning of that fart.
Oh, God.
It's something fake about it.
It sounds fake, but I'm pretty sure it was real.
I remember when it happened because it was totally unplanned and just amazing.
It was like before the show.
Yeah.
How does it generate that much percussion?
It smells so bad.
Is it my fart or Matt's burp?
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Play that whole thing again. I want to hear like what Matt says.
It generates a percussive blast.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to just play that without us.
Yeah.
It smells so bad. It does.
Is it my fart or Matt's burp?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You gotta find that fart though.
Oh my God.
You gotta find that fart though.
Yeah, the burst of air.
Oh
Holy it sounded like shit. Someone kicked in the door as he was farting and as he was yeah. burping.
Like I kicked the door in.
Yeah. It was like, oh yeah. Yeah.
It's a disgusting Kool-Aid man.
Yeah.
He just farts and burps.
The cool instead of red, he's like just fucking shitting. Half and half iced tea and just fucking lemonade.
It's the Kool-Aid Matt.
Diarrhea.
The Kool-Aid man.
Oh no.
But he only comes when someone's like, what's that smell?
Yeah.
Matt, what's the weather like today?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, good.
You gotta slow that down like half the speed.
Oh, God.
Can you slow it down? Like make it all weird?
You can do that.
I can, but I'm using the program to record
oh, shit.
This.
like a dork being kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Wind, fart, burp.
Oh my god.
That's such an itch.
What is that?
Oh my god, I have such an itch.
Oh, true.
God damn it.
Oh my god. Told you this was going to be the best show we had in a long time. We're just reliving old shit.
Wow.
Literally.
What do you think of that, Kev?
Yeah.
How do you like that, Kev?
What's up, good? Kev?
I don't have it.
Why didn't you keep it?
I just don't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
Diarrhea aid. Here it comes.
Now that I'm, like, thinking of it, I think I lost that audio.
Really?
Gosh,
I think
so. I take a little shower when I get home.
Oh.
Oh, sweating shit. From laughing.
Oh,
man.
Oh.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah, all right.
I still think that they should make Homeless Alone. I think that it would be a great movie. You could have Macaulay Culkin in it because he looks homeless. And you wouldn't have to do much makeup. And his whole family could have moved like out of the state.
And but instead they run into him and they go, Kevin?
Well, sort of. That could be. But then he's almost like feral and he doesn't recognize them because it's been so long since he's seen
his And the
his
whole
family.
Time could be his parents trying to get him and bring him to a home.
Yeah,
but he's setting traps against them.
No, I want him to become like a crime fighter. So that way he's actually setting traps in the city so then you can get Michael Bay to direct it and have all kinds of explosions and shit.
And aliens.
Yeah. I think that would be fantastic, and I would go see it. Homeless Alone.
Yeah.
We left Kevin home alone. He's only 35.
And that's all for going to see that, but he's like, oh, I guess I'll see Jurassic Park.
I kind of want to see Jurassic Park.
He kind of. Like,
kind
no,
of.
No, I want to see
I'm not
Jurassic
like,
Park.
It's not on the top of my list, but I will.
And the new Terminator looks awesome.
I will see that too. But I, you know, I'm just looking for an excuse to go eat some movie theater popcorn.
Off Waller, you don't need too many
Let's
excuses.
Let's go see Interstellar before it's gone.
Do you want to see that new Terminator or you're not into that kind of stuff?
Well, Matt Smith is in it, so I'll see it.
I don't know who that
Maybe
is.
I don't know who that is.
He was the last Doctor.
Wow.
Only if Michael Bay directed it and shit's blown up like every 2 seconds.
isn't Cameron doing this one again or no?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Schwarzenegger in it?
He should. Yes, he is. He's got like the main role.
I got gray hair. Mm-hmm. You're
yes.
Walker.
He's got like his
your
hair is like
given to me immediately.
His hair is like in his eyes. It's like longish and like gray.
They do like the angle where like the skin ages.
Oh really?
The body.
Anything
the
to
organic,
explain it?
The organic body has aged.
You're Walker.
Yeah, I was
get to
I
the Walker.
Yeah, I was like, I need your. What was it? Your Walker, your dentures, and your
Depends.
And your Depends. Oh yeah, I need your Depends, your dentures, and your Walker. I don't remember what it was funnier when
Give
I said
them
it before.
To me immediately now.
Give them to me now.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Wow, this is as good a spot
that was
as
solid
any.
Area. What's
That was an hour.
Let's bring it in strong.
Let's go somewhere
too.
Now.
What's that?
Let's go out somewhere now.
Who just want to do one show?
Who does?
No, I mean, we tried to do two. I guess.
Let's do two. We're going hard.
No, we were.
We're coming in hard.
I can see you're getting tired.
No, I'm all right.
Not you.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Well, he'll
I've been tired all week.
Wow. He's going to fall asleep in between these.
He's been tired all life.
That's kind of true.
Yeah, my sensei did yell at me in karate class once for yawning.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, was this boring?
You're like, yeah.
No, I have chronic fatigue syndrome, so.
I have chronic fatigue syndrome. Matt belts that out at 7. What are you, being a wise kid?
Dude, they used to always just talk about how fucking athletic I was in that class.
Did you go to Mr. Amato?
No, I went to Tiger Ripoff Shulman's.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just based on how much money you paid, nothing to do with your skill. So you would literally take X amount of classes, and then you advance the belt. That's all it was. You didn't have to pass anything. There was all a formality. Meanwhile, I'm doing the most fucking round kicks on those little transparent pieces of plastic, and I'm like most flexible and like highest kicks and shit. And it's like, yeah, but you only take a class a week, so you're 3 belts behind everybody now. It's like, yeah, thanks, I quit.
All right.
Matt, you're supposed to karate chop these wooden things, not cut pepperoni sticks, man.
I almost hit my sensei with nunchucks once. It was an accident. I was like fucking doing Michelangelo shit in the corner, and he walks by. He's like walking around with like his hands behind his back, like fucking Morpheus. And he's like watching everybody do their shit. And like he comes behind me, and he like dodges the nunchucks, like bends it like at the waist. He's like, "Whoa, what are you doing?" He's like, "You got to grip those higher at the handle."
I remember I could picture Matt just being like, "Whoa!" And I thought insurance salesman was
exactly.
Pussy. And then, what'd you say, Matt?
What? Wow! I thought senseis who drive Camaros were pushy.
Drive Camaros with the top down.
You don't look very fatigued now, Luongo.
I can picture your sensei driving up to the fucking karate school.
Did.
My fucking aunt, headband blowing in the aunt, fucking wind.
My aunt had the hots for him, man. He was he looked like he was right out of a fucking Karate Kid movie, like a villain out of Karate Kid.
Miyagi.
Sweep the leg, Johnny.
Wax on, wax off.
Was that the video game that kid died in playing? Was he playing Karate Kid for Nintendo?
Yeah.
So. The Wizard?
He's playing Silver Surfer for NES.
Waxing on.
He got to level 2.
Anybody else would die.
All right, well, we'll see 50, you on Thursday.
You got 50,000 on Double Dragon? And you didn't even hit the start button.
I love the Power Glove.